The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Well, a great evening. It is the 14th of June, and this is Track Wheel with Alpheus Finneson. We already have two people who have watching the show. The first one with Dwight King, not familiar with him, and the other one is Poitier, Edric Poitier, thank you so much. Well, I will start to talk about some of the exciting things that have happened in the world of track and field. And I wonder if you can answer the question. It was at Randall's Island, and there is a young man. Getting his name now, I have his name down. And he did 9.1 at Randall's Island. And then a couple months ago at the World Championships in Tokyo, Carl Lewis won, and the same person was second. And there is one other person of significance who use Randall Island, and you should know that person. And he set 100 meters world record. Can you tell me who that person is? Who, the person who set a world record, and he started to do some other significant things. Well, as I indicated, there are a number of people watching and listening to the show. And I really appreciate it that you are watching. And of course, there's more than that number of people watching, because right now I think they should have about 350-something people around the world. And I say you better listen to it, because some people say that we only have that many people on the show. And people who watch, they tell me that, I'm talking about watching now, listening, that they watch and listen to the show. So it is really, really, really something else. Tell us now about, there's something I'm talking about. I listened to the radio, I think, yesterday. And the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. We're talking about a number of things. First of all, they were talking about we will get our own world relays back. Well, of course, that has to go through the president of the World Athletics and to see what it is. And people are going to be coming down here checking this, checking that, and checking the next thing. Well, Gordon Major is listening, and Francis Clark, my good cousin who I saw on, that was Friday afternoon, and I'm talking about the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. They are having a ton of Bahamians doing for two things. Number one, to have people enjoy Eugene, Oregon for the World Championships. You need to know that this is the first time that a World Championships was held in any place else in this area of the world. And that was Edmonton. Never had it in the United States. We were supposed to have a world championships in Mexico City, but then the peso went down, and then we had to have that same event in Spain. So I am saying that some things are happening, and if you are not ready for the world championships now, I'm talking about accommodations, this and that, the next thing, you should do the best that you can do, the really best that you can do, because it's going to be exciting. I don't know if you saw the race in Rome, where Shawnee was fourth place, but it wasn't that bad. She is just getting ready. We have not heard very much from Stephen Gardner. We don't have to worry about that because they are going to be ready when the gun shoots. That's what I am talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you can, as I said, ask the name of the person who, there were three people of significance who participated at Randall's Island. And the first one, he still is a coach at the University of Houston. And then he broke the world record at Randall's Island. And then they went from Randall's Island to Tokyo for the World Championships, where Carl Lewis beat that said person who won the 100 in Randall's Island. Randall's Island is really something else, and it's been around for a long time. And I'm sure that they are just trying to update it. And the event over the weekend was at Randall's Island. This is what it's about. And it's going to be exciting. So my good friend Poitier, can you figure out who that person was? Who set a world record at Randall's Island long after Carl Lewis and them set a world record. So one of the things also the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture talked about was with regards to what the various different federations were getting money. We're talking, it was less than 60,000 maybe, and now it will go back to $80,000. $80,000, that's significant. And then we talk about other events that are happening. Edric says, what's his name? Leroy Burrell. Leroy Burrell set the record at Randall's Island, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody who set the world record long time afterwards. Sandy Sands is watching and listening. The one and only Sandy Sands. I told you that he had been involved in track and field for a long time ago. So we go on and we talk about the infrastructure that we would have in the Bahamas. And then we talk about the where we go around the country. I'm trying to remember what we call, but Martin Lundy is one who is involved, and a number of other people who are involved, and we have not had the event for a long time. And we have swimmers who are going around the world, and we have a number of other people from the Bahamas going around the world. So the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture is going to be putting out a significant amount of money to see this happen. And I'm not talking about Charifta next year. I am just talking about all that we see. And those of you who have the opportunity to go to Eugene, Oregon, man, that is going to be unbelievable. We have some athletes, my brothers and sisters, who I think will do very well, much better than we've ever done in the World Championships before. The best that we've done in the World Championships was in Edmonton, Canada, and we had the best medal, not hold, I mean, that we got before other than anything else around the world. So it is my humble thought that we will do well in Eugene, Oregon. You see a number of our people do extremely well, even when we talk about the hurdles. We talk about the high jump, the long jump, the triple jump. We talk about the sprinters, of course, and our sprinters are on the way because we've had a number of people who are able to do 10.1 second, and they're on the way to the record that was done many years ago in Osaka. And that young man placed second in the 100 meters. So Gohei has been teaching now. Going from there, you could see the talent that we have. I said we're talking about jumpers. We're talking about some throwers and all of that. And then we talked about this lady who attended University of Florida. And she has done extremely well when we talk about, what's the name of the lady? She is in Otaba. She's fourth in the javelin and has All-American honors. It is just unbelievable how good they are when you're talking about their NCAAs. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a break, and we will come back.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I need to just mention to you that Juanita DeVoe, our good cousin from Atlanta, DeVoe's, she's watching the show. She enjoys watching the show like other people who like either track and field or whatever it is. She enjoys it. So I want to indicate the people that the people is brought to you. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil from Iowa Homes, from insurance. I'm talking about insurance for Iowa Homes. Then we're talking about my book. We're talking about From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Behavioral and Track and Field International Composition. Then we were talking about Sunshine Insurance, Iowa Home and Sunshine Insurance. And then we talk about a young man called Vaughn L. Culmer. He is an insurance, he has insurance agents, and it's just unbelievable what he does. And then we have, I let you know that I have been a financial services representative with Kalina for 42 years. Ain't that a long time? But I have been on Guardian Radio for Track World about 10 years or so, 9. And when the little boy was born, his father called me and said, oh, he is born. And I, after I left the show, I went straight to Doctor's Hospital. That's what it is all about. I say that I have been a financial service representative for all that time. But then my daughter is my my daughter, Alexis. And we know that Alexis Hanna and Alpheus Findlayson, we are the A-team at Kalina, the A-team at Kalina. And we have a love affair with our clientele. That's something else. So that's what we're talking about. And then we start talking about some other things with track and field. Oh, anybody remember what happened last night? What happened last night? I am talking about basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Words, and it's something else. Those of you who enjoy basketball, you know, they're going to Boston. From San Francisco, and I will tell you that let me know what you think will happen with the on Thursday, what's going to happen with the basketball. I think it is going to be like something else. You have to be there. You know, just about every television in the Bahamas are going to be watching that. And again and again and again. And I think you're going to have a great, great time. And then when we go talking about some of our athletes, as I said, athletes around the world, we talked about the place at Randall's Island. And my good friend, Louis Johnson, he interviewed those people. That was his show. And I look forward to seeing him in Eugene, Oregon, when he does the same things to the people who presented. And he talked to them as how they feel, what they did, and all that kind of thing. So I am really excited about it. And, you know, but before the Bahamas could get to that point, what do they have to do? They need to make the finals. It ain't what we put down, you know. It is what the world body puts down. You have to do this, that, and the next thing. And if you remember what has happened with the NC2As, these people have done some great performances, but it is what the NC2As say that needs to be done. You just can't walk there. You know, you have to do what you need to do. So we're looking for the Bahamians doing what they need to do for our nationals coming up. And you'll hear a whole lot about that. I think that we will do extremely well. Extremely well, my brothers and sisters. If you haven't checked track and field before, make sure that you go down to the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and cheer on our athletes. And you know, the significant thing is that a lot of people don't go. They watch it on the radio. Or they listen to it on the radio or watch it on television. But it's important for us to be right there and see when it happens. You know what happens when you go around the world and you watch things? You could remember that you were there. I was there when Usain Bolt did the nine, that record. And then in the 200 meters also, you would never forget that. Even though Usain Bolt hasn't run for a long time, that memory from Berlin, you know where Berlin is, you could see that is so exciting. And we should be in Eugene, Oregon, and we should be at the stadium to see what is happening, not for people to tell you what is happening. And I was at the stadium a little earlier, and I saw the people who were getting ready to compete. A lot of them are juniors. A lot of them are juniors, but I think that a number of them will do well because there's a junior championships and the big championships with the world championships. And I saw somebody at the stadium who was throwing the discus, or the javelin throw. So, you know, we have to look at that. We have a number, as I said, a number of people participating. Good people participating. I'm talking about high jumpers. I am talking, ladies and gentlemen, about triple jumpers. And, you know, they have been doing well. And we have to stake ourselves in Eugene, Oregon. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see if anybody else is watching. Sandy Snow, you hear what I'm talking about? The Bahamas, we are coming. The Bahamas are coming. And anybody who hasn't gotten their ticket yet, make sure that you get your ticket, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy Snow, Thank you ever so much. And we, that's what we are talking about. In Stuttgart, somebody came up with the what they called Bahamian track and field. Small country and great athletes. Everybody thought that I was the person who brought that up, but I didn't bring the person. I was didn't bring the person who did it up because there were a number of federations around the world, not a whole lot now. And he put right under where they were naming the countries, and it was Bahamian Athletic, small country and great athletes. And we have seen that through that time from, I call it a long time ago. This fellow was a German fellow. That was so important. We who were there felt so good to be able to be in that place. We also had the IOC there. That's where the IOC had something. So they really recognize that we are a small country and great athletes. That's what I am talking about. Again and again and again. Let's think about... I needed to say to my friend who talked about the runner, and we're talking about Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt is the one who did his first 100 meters, and it was at Randall's Island. That's what we're talking about. And years ago, Randall's Island was a place. But now we have a number of other areas in the United States and all over the place that have great performances. It so happens that in Iowa, they are central, and a lot of United States championships are done right there in Iowa. I went to school in Minnesota. My brother went to school in Iowa. And I never ever went back. I went back to Minnesota, and my brother never ever went back to Iowa. So that's what we're talking about. Let's see who's checking in. Michael Sarge Hanna. Michael, are you okay? I heard my brother talking about you over the weekend, I think that you're going to be right where you need to be coming up, because people were talking about going to Acklands and Crooked Island, Acklands more than anything else. It's going to be near to Independence around that time. So we're talking to Michael Sarge Hanna, and by the way, Michael Sarge Hanna is a musician, one of the best. You know, Bahamians don't just have runners. We have talented people all through the Bahamas. Culture and all, it is just something else. So, as I say, if I switch a little bit, can you remember on Sunday evening? I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a significant thing, and I'm sure that you watch it. I am sure that you watch it. It was very good. So that's what I am talking about. A very, 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 very good. The Tony Awards. Oh, the Tony Awards were... just unbelievable, the Tony Awards. And if you never watch the Tony Awards, put your television on it. That's number one. It is not just in New York, you know, it's all over the place. It is just unbelievable. It is coming back. And the people were just great. That's what I am talking about. I sincerely believe that we will have some production that you would want to go to New York City to see some of them. Now, when I go to New York City as much as I can, I go to the Blue Note. And the Blue Note is, where would I call it? Oh, heavens. I've been to the Blue Note quite a number of times. I'm trying to remember the actual place in that area where the Blue Note is. And all kind of music. And, you know, you don't have to go home at 9, 10 o'clock that evening. You know, you could stay a little more. But there is plenty of excitement in New York and places surrounding New York. If you go back to the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon, I am looking for world records. I am looking for world records. I don't know if there's any World Championships or Olympics that never had a world record or Olympic record. That's what we're talking about. And we get excited about that because we see people who can do their best. It's just like basketball last night, and basketball that would be on a Thursday evening. It's going to be something else. Oh, there's some people who are going to be jumping up. In between the break, they're going to have their discussions, who they feel is going to win this, that, and the next thing. I don't know who is going to be betting, but I'm sure some of the Bahamians are going to be betting against one another. And, boy, it is something else. We have to wait a little while for football now. But basketball is something else. And you know that baseball is going on. And we are so excited about that young man, Jazz Chisholm. And they had a meeting, you know. They said that the people must be jealous of Jazz. And Jazz knows how to. He's a Bahamian. He gets excited. He wears this kind of clothes and this and that and the next thing. That is what it is all about. So one of these days, I'm going to go and see Jazz. I think he is going to be in Philadelphia or one of the other cities around that area. But he is doing well. And, of course, the other baseball players that we have from the Bahamas in the United States, I know one or two of them personally. But with regards to Jazz Chisholm, I have to tell you this. His grandmother worked with me at Kalina. And when she decided that she would retire, she took her bundle and took Jazz all over the place. He went to the area of where I'm going to be going. I'm going in Eugene, Oregon, and I also have some family who took some time to Eugene, Oregon, and it takes a little while. We are going to be great. As I remember, there is a... we were in here about more than a month ago, and somebody was organizing an event for boxers. They sent it to me. I haven't had the opportunity of reading it, but it's going to be a big event for the best boxers in the Bahamas. And the person who was talking was Patrick, I'm trying to remember his. He's right in the valley, you know. Right in the valley. And the next one was the president of the Olympic Committee, who is out of North Andrus. So it's going to be a real big event, unbelievable big event that we're talking about. Leroy Burrell, Edric, I need to mention to him that he is a different person now. He's still at the University of Houston, but his son passed away. I don't know all of the details of it. Whenever my friend Lewis Johnson talked about it, he just about pains him, but he does mention it because people need to understand and wrap around somebody like Leroy Burrell. And that is something else. As a matter of fact, his son was in the 400-meter relay at one of the events that we've had around the world. And when I went to Houston to do the show from Houston, I had the opportunity of meeting Leroy Burrell. But of course, he had something, work to do also. So he was there, and we talked a bit, and then that was it. But it is my belief that we will do well in the World Championships. So while I am here, let me say this. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And could you tell me, give me three athletes that you think could win a medal in Eugene, Oregon? Because we will have some.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penlyn Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Co-host Philip Arnett right here. Philip, let's talk about the things that you've heard in the last couple of days with regards to track and field.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Happy to be here again, Alpheus. Well, track and field, of course, we know had a very, very exciting weekend for the NCAA, and of course, even so, the Diamond League. So both events resulted in phenomenal times and throws, jumps, everything.
I missed the jumps for whatever reason. You know, they always say that you don't see the jumps. You see the people running.
Well, you of course, you know, with Diamond League, because the events are so...
Of course.
They're staggered, and they're not as, it's not as wide as the bigger events. So the highlights from most of those events, they actually show. So, of course, it was the Roja, you know, the triple jumper. And you know, there's just certain things that they took highlights of and that stood out.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the excitement right now is culminating towards all of the country's nationals.
Yes.
Because... as we head to world championships, this is going to be the thoroughbred
of
the best right now.
Course,
and that's what my excitement is, too,
And in Eugene, Oregon, before the championship, it's going to be just like the Olympics.
Of course.
People who don't make it, people who do things that people don't think they could do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the triple jumper. I always see him. You know, he has not jumped for a long time. The world record holder, and he is from, people are from Barbados.
Okay.
Yes. Very good.
I think this is going to be a very exciting world championships. It's crazy to say that it started even with the juniors, the collegiate athletes, just in NCs this weekend. Those times from the collegiate athletes, I mean, from the sprints all the way up to the distance, on the field, off the field. Everything was, I mean, just exceptional times and performances. I spoke to a couple coaches who were there from different colleges, and everyone was like, Philippa, if you're not stepping up here, this ain't the place to be.
Yeah.
These athletes are not running like college athletes. They're not performing like college athletes. Like, they're ready to go to their country's championships and come back here to Eugene.
I want to talk about Noah Elias.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, he is something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he goes and gives this person this and the next thing, and he said it's going to be much better.
Even the sprinter from Florida.
Florida, yes.
What else can you gonna bring? What else can you bring? Because, you know, the funny thing is about sometimes with collegiate athletes, and I think we saw this at the Olympic trials, particularly for the U.S.
Yes.
A lot of these collegiate athletes, I think Moo wasn't, I mean, she put herself apart from a lot of others, but a lot of the collegiate athletes stood out at the actual NCs. But when they stepped into the trials for the U.S., it wasn't as outstanding as they did at NCs. So it's more like the college coaches prepare them for NCs. And what happens after that is you just carry it, you know?
There are, I need to mention somebody who has been watching.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sandy, remember? Sandy, USA Track and
Field. Of course. Hi, Sandy.
Sandy Snow.
Yes, of course. Yeah. She was one of my mentors when I started in the Women's Commission.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes. Excellent. Beautiful person.
And then guess who? We're talking about Coach Maycock.
He's always watching. Hey, that's our premier coach right now.
Yes, premier.
I mean, performing outstanding junior records, national records, world standard records. You know, in junior athletes.
Tell me about any of the other athletes in the NC2As, you know.
Well, Abby Steiner. I mean, I'm sorry, Alpheus. I can't go no place else. Yeah. Abby Steiner.
And where is she from? What's...
She performs for Kentucky, University of Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
And, you know, Debbie, of course, we have two coaches there, Bahamian, you know, born.
As soon as he came home, he told me what they did and what they didn't do, but it is something else.
Well, the good thing is I had an opportunity to watch her, Matthew Bowling, all of them as athletes the NACAC, at the Pan Am, Pan Am when it was in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And to see the growth in these athletes over two, three years, she is phenomenal. And to think that she was injured last year, what she could have brought last year, you know, it's there. But it's excitement for me, Alpheus. I mean, and I can tell you, I think even some of our collegiate athletes who are gonna be coming home for our local trials.
But you know what
this is going to be very exciting.
You need to come.
Yeah,
nobody
they have to come.
Nobody need to tell you what happened.
Yeah, they have to come.
You need to come and have excitement. Yep. If there's nobody in the stadium, ain't nothing happening.
Well, I think the B3As is trying to garner that, garner that excitement, particularly for this upcoming, you know, for the weekend.
Yes.
And that's the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th.
The 24th and the 25th. We get the results.
Well, agreed. And the 26th is the Relay Carnival, where they're trying to actually have like a Bahamian, Bahamas Games type of style, World Athletics type of style of relays, and inviting all the clubs and organizations and civic organizations, the police, the defense force, all of these organizations, they're inviting them to come. And we hope that a lot of them actually bite and come and have some fun on that Sunday because it's excitement, you know, and to have that feeling.
That's what it's all about.
To have that feeling. If you haven't got your invitation, it's coming. But definitely, we're inviting all civic organizations, all government organ, customs, immigration, prison, everybody. You come, you bring a team, and we're ready.
So do you follow basketball?
Oh, I went to watch the game last night, but I'm none of those teams. But my mom was the Celtics, and God bless her soul. So I'm pulling for the Celtics. So it was
so great, and it will be great. But I'm trying to compare that to what is happening.
What will be happening in track and field? Oh, I mean, I think,
and especially in the Bahamas.
Yes, it's a very competitive
excitement.
This championship is a very competitive championship. I think both teams are pretty much sort of squared up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of excitement. As you say, carry it over into track and field. I think that's what we're going to see. For me, as an announcer, I am so excited to be ready for this championship because of the amount of collegiate, outstanding Bahamian athletes that we have. And I'm hoping that they all registered to be here because the All-Americans, the performances, honestly, when you look at the widespread of countries that participate collegiately over the NCs, throughout the NCs, I think we stood out. We stood out even at that level.
Yes.
So we're inviting, of course, the B3s is inviting all of everybody to come on board, come out and support our athletes. And fill the stadium just for fun.
Well, I want to just switch to one thing. I have a birthday of a cousin of mine in Atlanta. She's around the same age as I am.
Okay.
We're talking about 55.
55.
And then somebody who lives near to me just had a birthday the other day, and I'm nearly sure you know the person because the person is what's her name? Sandy Sands'
daughter-in-law?
Assistant.
Okay.
Secretary. Sandy Sands' secretary, and they live right around the corner from us.
Okay.
And then we are talking about, I'm forgetting the date of birth now.
Well, I'm going to say happy birthday to my brother because his birthday is today. So happy birthday, Rosie.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Going forward now, there has been people who've passed. So, you know, Cindy, mm-hmm. the one and only Cindy. Talk about Cindy.
Well, she was my Lang sister.
Yes.
As a part of the organization of Delta Sigma Theta mm-hmm. Incorporated. Of course, she was a big loss, and she is a big loss, too.
Yes.
Particularly, I must say, from our Lang, she's been one of the most active, mm-hmm. Continuous members of Delta Sigma Theta.
Of course.
And she also served in a lot of panhell positions,
yes.
primary school student of the year, active, I think, mm. to her death in the actual National Bahamas Alumni chapter as well. So to a lot, I know being very close with Ms. Dormius at the Red Cross, I know she was also very active with the Red Cross, and I think it's the Red Cross Ball.
Red Cross Ball.
Okay, right. Course, so... Yeah. Right. So, she's just looking at the comments on Facebook mm-hmm. For the most part and seeing people's regards, you know, that she made a contribution. And sure, it was sudden. I know when Madam President called me to give me the news, it was shocking because she had, I think, just written in the group a few days before or something like that. So we had no idea that it was anything to that demise.
Yes.
Right. So definitely it was a sudden shock.
But I want to mention.
And may she rest in peace.
I want to mention two things. Number one, you may know that Chanel's brother passed.
Yes. And I sent my regards. Yeah. I sent my regards to both Chanel and to Danny. I think that's another shock as well.
I was at First Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I see him there every now and then.
Yeah. It's...
And all dressed up with his, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, he always dressed up.
and then I said, when I found that out, I said, I had just, we just talked to one another.
Seen him,
That's how things happen.
Yep,
just
yep.
talk with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
I also want to give my regards to Miss Hasty. I think that's Patrick Bailey's sister.
Okay.
Who would have just... I mean, you know, he would have passed late of last year.
Okay.
But they eulogized his remains this weekend pass. Yeah, because, you know, we saw it in the paper and I mentioned it to Coach Hodge.
But, it took a while.
Of course. So to the family, we definitely want to give our regards and say, you know.
So I want to say that Chanel's brother is going to be at downtown
mm-hmm.
Methodist, where the Central Bank is.
St. Andrews. That's St. Andrews.
No, not St. Andrews. St. Andrews.
Oh, the Methodist Church across
the
street.
Right.
Okay. It's a 7-day. I think that's the Salvation Army.
They are. What do you call it, man? They are right as you the Central Bank. As you come out of the Central Bank, you go right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is.
You're talking, is it through the corner where the old Citibank was?
No, not Citibank.
Not heading to Frederick Street.
No, Citibank then, Citibank.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that where you are at the, you go to where...
Fidelity Bank.
Who cuts hairs. Cliffy. Cliffy, right uh-huh. there. You come from there,
uh-huh.
and then the place is the Methodist Church. They're Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going to be.
Okay.
Where it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have an opportunity on Saturday to see. I've been to a number of funerals, but I have mm-hmm. had an opportunity to see Eugene Nuri.
Okay.
Nuri is the one who...
Dr. Nuri, of course.
Doctor. Yep. He dealt with our son,
mm-hmm.
who got knocked down and was in a coma for... 8 months, and I had an opportunity when he was in Washington
mm-hmm.
As the, you know, what Jones has the position now,
mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to speak with him about how he was so significant with our son. Yes.
And there's nothing better than giving flowers while you're alive, right?
Yes, yes, yes,
so,
yes.
Of course.
So any other thoughts that you think? Oh, we're talking about there a number of other sports people going around the world, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not definitely. Just track and field. One of it is the swimming, eh? Yeah. Well, the minister talked about all the places.
Oh, the deep sea. The deep sea. I think that's deep sea swimming. Yeah, that's, yeah right. That's, I think, Georgette Albury is heading as the manager. I could be wrong,
I know she shared it.
So I thought that she was, if she isn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that. But four athletes, one of them being the Bastien, right, heading off. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, of course, yes, we wish them all the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I heard you earlier talking about the Jazz Chisholm Day.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, that's the same day as the trials, but...
You could only be
one place at a time. Right, exactly, one place at a time. But, yeah, of course, so, you know, a very busy season. This is almost the end of June, and we're moving in now to, I mean, real track season, because the months of July and August... are always the heavy.
And then the World Under 20 in Colombia.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got the World Under 20. Then you got the World Champs, of course. It's July 15th to the 24th. These days,
and
when you think about it.
And the NACAC event.
Well, that's now that it's finally released, of course, it's going to be in Grand Bahama. So that is going to be a very, very big event. I mean, I haven't seen any details of exactly what's happening and how it's working out or whatsoever, but we've got the release to know that that's going to happen.
Let me say this. I can't be there. I have something of an event in Nassau that I have to be there.
You're going to miss a great event.
I'm going to miss it. That's okay. That's okay. It is more important than NACAC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I encourage your listeners to come out to June 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium for the Bahamas Track and Field Nationals. So come on out and have a great weekend with us.
Kermit Roming, Kermit Roming, Kermit Roming. Thank you ever so much, my producer, and we'll see you soon.
Have a good evening.